Welcome back. The place to be in Quincy tomorrow is going to be at the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater and Pageant Field for From Colonial to Contemporary, a Quincy Celebration. This is going to be an all-day event that features just about every type of entertainment there is available. There's live theater, there's live music, there's dancing, there's bands, there's food, there's fun, and there's Ann Danby from the Thalia Theater Troupe here right now to tell us all about it. And you found time to talk to us.
Just barely. Thank you for letting me come. I want everybody to come out. The gods have smiled on us. I think last time I talked to you, I was saying everybody pray to the rain gods that there's no rain. Yeah. And it's going to be gorgeous.
Perfect. Just perfect
weather. Yep. Very excited about it. Putting in all the final touches that you do. But yes, I think the only thing that you missed is we're also going to have some live animals from the Trailside Museum.
Oh, right. Yes, I forgot about the animals.
Yep.
Okay.
But we have seen just how many things we can pack into to this. You know, talked about it, being inspired by what they did for the tricentennial, and just imagining what they did then. They had something like 500 people working on that.
Yes.
And I have the most amazing volunteers helping me with them, maybe only about 12, and a lot of moving parts. But we are so excited. Tomorrow it starts at 1.
Yeah.
Goes till about 8. Wow. I think you've listed all the different things that we're bringing for everyone's entertainment.
Well, we should talk about them for folks who,
sure.
who aren't. So this is kind of a Quincy 400 event.
It is. Yeah,
based on the Quincy 300 event, or inspired by,
inspired
right?
by yeah. the Quincy 300 event, absolutely.
Yeah, so it starts at 1 o'clock. Really, the unique aspect, I think, is the live theater aspect of this, and that's where your Thalia Theater Troupe comes into play, right?
That's right. That's
five single-act plays. Talk about, you know, the thought behind that, how you put that together, and what we'll see.
So we put out a request for slices of time in Quincy, one act, and we got maybe from all over the country, we got 20 different, some of them, were not from around here and didn't know what was really Quincy, and some of them did their homework.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
aspiring playwrights.
Aspiring
right?
playwrights yeah. in some cases award-winning playwrights.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
So again, even that was the gamut. So I think exciting that Cindy Brandy, a local first-time playwright, wonderful play about the women who worked at the Four River Shipyard during World War II. We have Revolutionary Roast is written by somebody, one of the award-winning playwrights.
Okay.
A couple of them will be here. Obviously, Cindy will be here because she's already in town.
Right.
But we do have one coming, at least one coming. So each one of them, mm-hmm. it really is a slice of Quincy. Bill Dana. I didn't know who Bill Dana was, but longtime residents will absolutely know who Bill Dana was.
Comedy writer, prolific comedy writer, frequent guest on the Steve Allen Show.
Yes.
Wrote some, even All in the Family episodes as well for TV. Yeah. So
yes.
Yeah.
So people, so entertainment, my yardstick for theater is that it's entertaining if it's also educational.
Oh.
And what I mean by that is, if you come to a show and I just want to teach you, you're not going to be entertained. But if in the midst of telling you a story, you're very entertained, mm-hmm. that's a good story.
Oh, okay.
So the Bill Dana Museum story isn't just, let me tell you about Bill Dana. It's an entertaining back and forth between two gentlemen, one of whom has never heard of Bill Dana, and the other who has.
Oh, that will be interesting.
And so it's a fun exchange between them of their different viewpoints, et cetera. So it's an entertaining show.
Informational show.
Yes. Yeah. So the brief was, I want people to learn about slices of time in Quincy, but entertain me.
Okay.
And all five of these, I think, do that.
Sometimes that's a great way to teach, though, right, through entertainment,
sure.
because it's memorable, it's a positive experience, and it sticks with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
You know, last year we did Shakespeare Bridge.
All
of pieces of all of Shakespeare's was the craziest idea, but it gave people a flavor of Shakespeare.
Or, like you, they may not have been aware that a certain thing that they're familiar with was actually a Shakespearean play,
was
right?
Actually a Shakespearean play, yes. So, and it was wildly funny and very well received. So I believe everybody will really enjoy these plays. There's five of them in an hour and a half. So they're, none of them are really long. But very fun. I mean, I'm really looking forward to watching it myself.
Oh, all right. Okay. So maybe you'll learn something, too.
Maybe I'll learn something,
You already learned about Bill Dana, right?
I learned about Bill Dana. I learned about the one I'm directing, which is The Colonial Times, which is just a little snippet from the Tricentennial.
Oh, all right. Okay. Then there's I'm guessing this is the one based on the shipyard workers, the Welderettes.
The Welderettes. Right? That's right.
Kind of a Rosie the Riveter theme, is that?
Again, I think we should say Flo because she is from around here.
Okay.
It's based on one of our own.
A real person.
A real person. So, yeah, she's our own Rosie the Riveter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Strange Interlude, 1929.
Eugene O'Neill play.
Yeah.
Banned in other parts of the country.
Yeah, very controversial.
It gives you a flavor of Quincy in how the mayor at the time approached whether or not to do the show.
Okay. In Quincy.
In Quincy.
Okay, all right.
We had a lot of theaters back then. There were maybe five theaters in Quincy, very popular.
Yes.
And you get to learn about the play itself.
Okay.
You get to learn about how the mayor at the time handled a controversial play by a very popular playwright.
Interesting. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And then the final one you're directing, A Revolutionary Roast.
I am not directing that.
Oh, which one are you directing?
Vix is directing. I'm directing Colonial Times.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Vix Gallardo, she's got an MFA. She's actually playing Flo in Welderettes. She is directing Revolutionary Roast.
She's acting and directing. Okay.
I'm the only director not acting in one of the shows.
Oh, really? Okay.
And a number of the actors are in more than one show.
Oh, a lot of costume changes
It really is a troupe, right?
Yeah.
You look at a troupe, it really is a troupe, and they're doing a great job. So Revolutionary Roast, based on the idea that we're doing a contemporary roast as we do these days, but you're asking Thomas Jefferson to roast John Adams.
Ah, okay.
Also hilarity ensues.
Based on fact, though, those two had a very tumultuous relationship. So
And the writer borrowed from the letters that they wrote to each other in their later years.
Neat. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I
really,
love that idea.
I mean, folks who've been in the city a long time or newcomers will learn something here.
Everybody will learn something. But if you're just coming to learn, I'm not entertaining you, and I understand you could go
to the library, right?
Or the Historical Society.
Well, right,
there's
yeah.
wonderful things there too.
Yes.
And the things that we're doing on the pageant field are that sort of thing. Where else can I go and learn? The Quarry Museum is going to be there. They're going to do demonstrations.
Excellent.
So we're doing a lot, but the plays are going to be to entertain you with wonderful little plays and wonderful actors.
I don't know that anything like this has ever been done at the amphitheater, you know, in such a broad way before, you know, with such multifaceted entertainment. So
I get it. I get ambitious.
Yeah. Yes, you do. So those run from like 1:30 to 3:30.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And there's also a dance showcase. We didn't talk about this much last time, but what is that, Anne?
So the idea, when I looked at what they did 100 years ago, they had something that they called the Mask of Immigrants, M-A-S-Q-U-E.
Okay.
And it was a parade of people that were dressed in what at the time was thought of as iconic for immigrants. So I'm guessing somebody was dressed as a leprechaun, somebody was dressed as Michelangelo, and they just sort of paraded. And I said, first of all, we have so many more immigrants now, so we asked a couple of them to perform. So we have Chinese dragon dance.
Oh.
We have Latin dancing. So that's part of it. And we do have the maple that's going to be there. So, we wanted to represent newer immigrants in a different way than the way they had done it 100 years ago.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Yeah. So that's at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, it might be a little later.
A little later.
We've been playing with the schedule today because, it's tomorrow, so
Yeah, why wait till the very last minute, right?
But we will be posting the schedule. Everybody will be able to get to the schedule. We don't have a program that is paper because we're modern now.
Right.
And so people will be able to find the schedule online.
On the Thalia Theatre Troupe website? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Heritage booths, you mentioned two of them already, the Quarry Museum.
Yes.
I'm imagining they'll be doing their stone splitting demonstration with the feathers and the wedges. That's a lot of fun, actually.
Yes.
And learn about the museum itself, too.
Yes, and I said we had the animals.
Yes, the Trailside Museum.
That's right.
A childhood favorite of mine,
that's
going to be a lot of fun as well.
They're coming at 3. We don't want the animals to be there too long.
Yeah.
We have the Southern Tide Mill is coming.
Oh, really? Okay.
We're also going to have a table that is complimentary to that crazy big book that I came up with, which will have literature from a number of from USS Salem, from the historical, from the library. So we'll have literature from different places, and we're going to have, for people to just peruse, there's the book that Thomas Morton wrote called New Canaan. So if people want to peruse things, so we're also going to have just things that aren't part of the slice of time, but that people might want to learn about. We're going to have that table as well.
All right.
So we'll have several different ones, but come and see, and then craft tables as well.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we hadn't talked about that before either.
No,
so really,
we didn't talk
something
about that.
For everyone.
We're trying to have something for everybody. Really, for it's a Quincy celebration, and we really want, for all the different kinds of things that people like in Quincy, you can do this or that. The food is going to be there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're trying to have something for everybody.
We should certainly talk about the music, the live music.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes. So five different acts.
Yep.
We have the closing one will be Wolfpack.
Mm-hmm.
We have Quincy Boys, who are Quincy locals. Ian describes that much better. Ian, our legendary stage manager, describes them very well.
Uh-huh.
Acoustic but rock. So
okay.
They're pretty good musicians. I'm impressed with them. We have. And I'm sort of going backwards. We have 21 Grams More. They're a young up-and-coming local band.
Nice.
We have John Gorey, who's a local. He and Marcus Johnson, locals, are going to be playing up at the Pavilion. So our idea is that this is you move around the area.
Yeah, you don't just sit and watch.
You don't just sit and watch.
You're part of it.
Right, you're part of it. Yeah. It's 1 through 8. Nobody wants to sit for seven hours.
7 hours, right.
So we're putting things in different places for people to come to different parts of the entertainment.
Okay.
So
really just taking over the amphitheater and Pageant Field.
That's the idea. I mean, they did do that 100
years ago. Yes, they
did.
They had to build stadiums, actually.
They had to build the stadium because
they didn't
have the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater.
Right.
We are very lucky to have it.
Yeah, and you really have activated it in its most possible way, I think, at least for this event, for sure.
Yeah.
You mentioned, you referred to the book.
Yes.
There's going to be the first life-sized history book of Quincy.
Yes.
Whose brainchild was that, and how did that come together?
Well, so I very casually said to somebody that I had seen this wonderful big book at a place that I visited in the spring in England. And wouldn't it be nice if, and somebody said, I'll do that. It has been, it will not be perfect.
Okay.
Because
you didn't have enough time.
Because we didn't have time to make it perfect.
Right.
We tried to highlight some of the key events from 1625 through to the Dark Murphy's performance. And so we tried to highlight some of the key events that happened throughout the history of this place.
Wow.
We'll see what people think of.
That's a major undertaking
to
condense that into even a life-size book, 100 years worth of events.
Yeah.
Who's the master of that?
Sean Meehan has been building it.
Okay.
It's 10 feet wide by 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Two
big.
Pages, so one page is 5.5.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Artistically, absolutely beautiful.
Really?
Beautiful. She's so artistic. And I tried to give her key points.
Yeah.
We've been tweaking it a little bit.
Yeah.
So, but we're talking about, and I think I had said to you before when I thought it just wasn't happening, and I'll see it tomorrow when it's actually there. Makes me nervous talking about it. as you can tell. We're gonna print out those pages if people want to take them home.
Right. Yes. A miniature version.
And it'll probably be and go to the historical site if you want to know what's absolutely accurate, because we did our best.
Okay. All right. So I don't know, you mentioned before you'd maybe like to donate that to the city at some point.
Yeah. We might or might not. If we donate it to the city, we might reprint it.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Because we've been tweaking it a lot.
Okay.
But it certainly, that was our ambition, was to donate it to the city.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of the city, I'm sure they're a major supporter with you putting this event on. Yeah.
They love the idea.
Yeah.
They have certainly, and you know, hopefully people are seeing it on Discover Quincy and all of that. Mm-hmm. We're very lucky that there isn't any Quincy 400 event tomorrow.
Right. To coincide with,
To coincide with it.
This is going to be it.
But this is our gift to it. This is what we can contribute.
It's free admission.
It is free admission.
Right? Yeah. The only cost is your food and beverages, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's amazing.
Yeah. We're very excited about it. We've had a wonderful time putting it together. I hope everyone comes out. I hope they have a wonderful time.
Yes. The weather's going to be perfect. Yep. And this will be your grand finale for the season, right?
It's a grand finale for the season, that's right.
Yeah. How about for the Thalia Theater Troupe, Ann? Anything this year?
So, there won't be anything else this year. We will be publishing our season for 2026 later in the fall, once we recover from tomorrow.
Yes.
But we are in talks with the various places of what to do in 2026 and going forward.
All right.
But the idea is to do things always in the summer on the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater stage, but start performing as we did this year in various locations throughout the city that we want to highlight and that have interesting stories to tell.
Yeah, I know you were at the Q Arts Gallery this year, right?
We were.
Vincent Van Gogh.
And I'm hoping to go back there.
Okay.
And I'm talking to a couple other places about doing things at their locations as well.
Neat. Okay. Yeah. Reach out to you on your website, or you know, we should have to mention, of course, the Friends of Ruth Gordon, because you're a team, you're partners, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We're lining up as well. We are lining up what will be on Friends Fridays for next year.
Cool.
Again, watch the space for that as well.
All right.
We'll probably be talking about that later. But we always, you know, this will be our fourth year next year for Ruth Gordon Amphitheater. Yeah. So we have people lined up that say, I want to be on that stage.
Get on that list, yeah. Have a wonderful event tomorrow, Ann.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for stopping by. I know you're busy, so I'll let you get back to work.
Yep, absolutely.